pen. They're illegal for anyone to carry, including cops. When I told him I didn't see the relevance of this, his voice got even more animated. Here's the thing. Dixon didn't shoot Scanlon. Scanlon was wounded when his own pen gun accidentally went off in his shirt pocket. He framed Dixon so he wouldn't get in trouble for carrying an unauthorized weapon. Don't you see? Dixon is innocent. Impossible, I exclaimed. Check out the evidence yourself, came his reply. See where it really points. I hung up the phone and dashed up the stairs to the prosecutor's office, pausing briefly to catch my breath before strolling inside. You know the Dixon case? I asked casually, not wanting to tip my hand too early. If you don't mind, I'd like to go over the details once more. Color drained from his face. I can't talk about it, he stammered. No comment. It turned out that my informant had already passed along his suspicions to the prosecutor's office. Behind the scenes, a grand jury was being convened to reconsider the evidence. Amazingly, unexpectedly, the once airtight case against James Dixon was being reopened. At the time, I started my own investigation, studying the crime scene, interviewing witnesses, talking with Dixon, and examining the physical evidence. As I thoroughly checked out the case, the straight